This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast on my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes to our active-duty military veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort to keep us free and safe. Remember, to everybody that's out there working right now in the Third Watch, including our over-the-road truck drivers, thanks so very much for keeping America rolling along. Now you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, and Getter. We're also on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website either, the Captain's America Third Watch, simply the Captain's America Third Watch. And joining us from California, IA, out there with all those mad Russians and a few Cubans and Mexicans and tyrants of all types, we've got the professor of politics, Kyle Warren.
All right, good morning, Captain.
Yes, sir. 65 degrees, partly cloudy. They're still out celebrating. Music's still going. They don't have a marching band, though. But I can see some of the Cincinnati coats that are up there on the deck where they got the outdoor thing for the bar. There's a bunch of Cincinnati coats up there, so they're having a good time because their team did win, right?
They did. That's right.
All right. Are you ready to say the pledge for the second time?
I sure am.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, our Republican congressman from Central Florida, Matt Waltz, who's a former Green Beret officer, says that our foes smell weakness in D.C.,
Well, I don't see how they'd smell anything else at this point. And, you know, Captain, I think it's important to point out it pains us to say such things. You know, as I've said many times, once we get past the shores of our country, we want to be able to produce or project, I should say, strength to our friends and our foes alike, but especially to our foes. Politics is politics, and a lot of times there are things going on internally in the United States that seem pretty divisive, but the problem is when that extends past the shoreline. So that's where we're at right now.
Now, I said something last hour about Pete Buttigieg and what he had to say about the easiest way to get us out of this mess that we're in with our fuel crisis and all this and that is to get the vaccines, right?
Right.
Well, wait till you hear this one.
Yep.
Buttigieg now claims the lack of child care has caused the supply chain crisis.
Well, that's being described by many as what they call an absurd deflection. And this all goes into the idea, Captain, that there's the full court press to try to make sure that if they pass the Build Back Better bill, because if we just pass the Build Back Better bill, you know, oh, they're going to all these wonderful things, by the way, which I don't know will ever come true, but they're always telling people they're going to cut prescription drug prices. They're going to make sure that no family's spending more than 7% on child care, and on it goes. It's as if, oh, look, there's a crisis. Here we have this bill. But that's not going to help things. The way to help things is to get people back to work and get the economy going, and all these other things will really start taking care of themselves. But they don't want it to do it that way. They want to make sure that they have some kind of control and then also have the ability to say, look what we did for you. We gave you this.
And they are going to raise everybody's taxes further down the line into the middle income bracket that wasn't supposed to happen.
Well, that's right, because they got to pay for something that costs $0 some way, I guess. You know, it just becomes a jabberwocky after a while. It's nothing makes any sense, and they don't care. See, because they tell you something in a campaign. They'll tell you anything in a campaign. I'm going to unite the country. That's one of the biggest whoppers we've ever heard from Joe Biden in his almost 50 years of being in government. But they threw that overboard literally before the inauguration.
Now, did you hear about Texas law enforcement down on the border and who they're now targeting?
Yes, they're targeting those who are smuggling people into this country, basically.
And those are cartel members.
Well, that's right. And, you know, they're not doing that, Captain, out of the goodness of their hearts, trying to get people to come to a better life where they can support their family or get work and stuff like that. You know, this is a very, very dark and sinister thing that they're engaged in, people having to pay or even indentured servitude. I want to know, where's the far left on this? Where's the far left when we talk about people that come to this country or smuggled in, but they have some debt to pay off to some, basically what you're describing, a cartel organization? And where is the outrage about other people who are being subdued in other parts of the world? You know, is it just America's bad, or can we look and see where these really bad things are happening and call those out too?
By the way, I just saw Joe Biden get hosed by Claire McCaskill, who's now a contributor on MSNBC, and she said that hoping that gas prices will come down is not a plan, referring to Biden.
Yeah, well, see, it's starting up, and that's because these things are so apparent. You can't hide these things. You can't hide the price of gas, the price of milk, and so on and so forth. You can't hide the fact that places are understaffed, that there's nothing on the shelves, or that they're getting more bare. Someone just told me today, Captain, hey, I went to the store, I couldn't find what I wanted.
That's going to happen more.
Yeah.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be back with more with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and myself. And when we come back, did you hear what Tennessee did yesterday? Very interesting stuff. Kathy's going to take us to break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
You found it, the most listened to radio program in the overnight. The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
All right, thank you very much, Jeff in Sarasota. And I might be seeing him later today down there at the gun show in Sarasota. I'll be down there today, Robarts Arena, at the Key Sarasota County Fairgrounds for the Two Guys Gun Show from 9 to 3. So hopefully I'll get to see many of you folks that are listening to me right now down there. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by Relief Factor. And don't forget the website that they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. You can go right over there. You can take advantage of the 3-week quick start. You can order that for $19.95, and you're well on your way to being pain-free. And, yes, I said pain-free. If you've got arthritis, if you've got bursitis, if you've got muscle aches or pulls or pains or maybe some surgical stuff going on that bothers you, whatever, this will work for you. It's an all natural integrated health plan that helps your body reduce inflammation as well as go straight to the source of the pain that you're having and will help eliminate it or certainly make it a lot less severe. And it's all drug free, no narcotics, drug free. Relief Factor, go to the website relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. You'll be glad you did. $19.95 on a 3-week quick start. And there you go. All right, Kyle Warner, professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
You know, we were talking during the break about Tennessee, and we teased it coming into the segment. What did the governor of Tennessee, Governor Bill Lee, do yesterday?
Well, Captain, he signed a new law. It's a sweeping legislative package, and they're looking to really curtail the mask mandates and the vaccine mandates and so forth. This is a pretty major development of a state basically asserting its own state's rights.
Yep, it's state sovereignty, which is what we've been talking about. So Tennessee got the message, and they understand it. Every state in the country could do it if they wanted to. And, by the way, this mask mandate and limiting the vaccine requirements is also for public schools and private firms.
Well, that's right. And, again, you know, it's the United States of America, and we have a federal government. But a lot of people, and understandably so, sort of follow it as they, well, who's the president? And the president just going to sort of make the rules. I know that's not exactly right, but certainly he's trying to, for example, with the vaccine mandate. But the states have governors and legislatures, and they have the ability to govern themselves as well in concert with the federal government. And to see this asserted is actually pretty good, because that's really the more the way that it really should be. But of course, it'll be portrayed in some venues, Captain, as they're going against the science and all this other kind of stuff.
Now, Kristi Noem, the very popular South Dakota governor, announced yesterday her reelection bid to be reelected for a second term.
She sure did. And, you know, one of the things, in fact, what even what Dan talked about when he called in earlier, that we've been talking about as well, and that is the absence of leadership, you know, at the top of the government, basically, with Biden and the rest of all the Biden people and so forth. They just can't lead. But Governor Noem has really shown that she's a natural leader. She knows how to do this, and she's making great progress. So I'm sure she will have a very good reelection campaign.
Now, for those that are just joining us, if you didn't hear earlier, a U.S. Court Appeals Court, the Fifth Court of Appeals, on Friday affirmed its decision to put on hold indefinitely the hold on Biden's divisive vaccination mandate.
That's exactly right. And the Biden administration is just plowing forward like it doesn't exist, basically, encouraging companies and so forth to get on board with the mandate by July the 4th, running it ostensibly as an OSHA requirement. But what they're doing, Captain, ultimately, you know, we hear all the stuff about, well, we want to get everybody vaccinated, et cetera, et cetera. But what they're really doing is creating a much more divisive atmosphere in the country. Joe Biden has, as we've mentioned before, is not winning the hearts and minds of people. They're simply now going to fall back on the notion of authoritarianism to get what they want under the guise of we're keeping you safe, rather than, and once again, doing the science on it, which they're not doing.
Remember the shooting on the movie set with Alec Baldwin,
yes.
Rust?
Rust, yes.
Yeah, well, they're now saying that the shooting, or he's saying, the shooting was due to negligence, and experts are agreeing with him.
Well, certainly there was negligence across the board here. One of the crew members, has filed a suit because he was evidently standing very near where the victims were, the young lady who was killed and the director who was wounded, basically saying, and this was looked at as a bombshell, that the scene that they were rehearsing evidently, at least to his telling of this, did not require Alec Baldwin to pull the trigger of the revolver that he was holding. So it begs the question, I don't think we know the whole story of exactly when did this get pulled, or when did the trigger get pulled, what were the circumstances surrounding it. We do know, according to another source, that as soon as the gun went off, Baldwin began screaming, "What the blank just happened? What the blank just happened?" He went, continued saying that, evidently. So we don't know what exactly happened at this point, but that's what this investigation hopefully is going to reveal.
Now, the Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers has authorized the use of some 500 National Guard troops in Kenosha, Wisconsin, as the Rittenhouse case ends, and apparently on Monday, there will be, that's the final orders to the jury or whatever, I think is what's going to happen then. And the National Guard will be put on standby, not to be seen, but they'll be there if they need to come in to control things. And I also understand in Chicago they're expecting problems there.
Yes, they are. And I believe the jury will get this case on Monday. Whatever the outcome of it, obviously some people may be unhappy with it, but the very heart of the matter of this case is what was happening at the moment when Kyle Rittenhouse fired the weapon. And that's what the jury has to decide. The prosecution wanted them to consider things that happened months and months after the case, after this, these events, and so on and so forth. But really, that's the central question. Hopefully, you'll get people that will look at whatever the outcome is, however the jury decides, and accepts it, as opposed to causing more problems, the very problems that led to this trial.
Now, the New York Post is reporting that former New York Governor Andrew Cuomo is considering a run for the New York Attorney General's position.
Well, to that, Captain, maybe we'll say he just doesn't learn. He's just not learning that this is probably not a great idea at this point. I don't know where he's coming from on this. Especially with the different cases, I'm sure that will begin moving forward. Now that he's been that he's no longer governor, so I can't imagine that he could really, or an individual in his position could focus on being the attorney general of a state and at the same time have to fight what appear to be would be multiple different suits coming his way.
I would not think so, yeah. Now, New York City Mayor-elect Eric Adams, of course, the retired New York City police captain, says again, and he doubled down on this, he's bringing back the NYPD's anti-crime unit to fight gun violence. And right away, this Black Lives Matter co-founder says it will trigger more violence. Well, that sounds like a threat to me.
It does sound like a threat. I think he tried to walk it back somewhat, but still the notion, when you say, Captain, look, if you do this, if you do X, I'm going to do Y. And in this equation, Y is going to equal violence, fires,
right.
And also he mentioned the word bloodshed.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that sounds, as you said, this is basically a terrorist threat. If you or I or any of our listeners said that to an elected official or tweeted it out, boy, people are going to show up at your door, and you could probably go to jail for making such a terrorist threat.
Yeah, and by the way, gun sales are up, gun permits are up, because a poll across America says most Americans now feel that local crime is getting much worse. This is a Gallup poll.
Yes. As a matter of fact, I saw a local story just earlier before the program, an area of Long Beach, California called Belmont Shore, very exclusive, expensive place in that area. They're having a rash of actual break-ins when people are home, and this was very concerning. So you are seeing these things happen not only in the upper, the higher price real estate areas, but everywhere. It's all over the place.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, we're coming right back with more with Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. And don't go anywhere because we've got a lot more coming your way. So Kyle is going to take us to break.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. Stay right there.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and going to stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Former Trump Chief of Staff Mark Meadows failed to appear before a deposition before a committee investigating the January 6th Capitol riots. His hearing was scheduled to begin at 10 o'clock, but a few minutes past 10, committee staff and investigators exited the room. Meadows' attorney, George Twilliger, suggested his client may not cooperate. He said that Meadows wants a court to resolve Trump's claim of executive privilege before cooperating with the investigation. White House officials said that Terwilliger is wrong on both the facts and the law. On Thursday, a federal appeals court temporarily blocked the National Archives from releasing Trump's White House records ahead of oral arguments for Trump's appeal, which is scheduled for November 30th. Former Trump aide Steve Bannon was held in contempt of Congress for his refusal to comply with the committee subpoena. This is USA Radio News.
An important message from Byram Healthcare. If you live with diabetes, you know how challenging and painful it can be to manage your blood sugar. With private insurance, Medicare, or Medicaid, that can all change. If you test your blood sugar 4 or more times a day and inject insulin 3 or more times a day, you may qualify to receive at little or no cost, less copays and deductibles, a continuous glucose monitor, providing blood sugar readings with no uncomfortable finger sticks. It alerts you in real time to potential spikes with your blood sugar levels. Byram Healthcare is a leading U.S. provider of continuous glucose monitors. We carry most major brands and will work with your insurance to get your benefits approved. So if you have diabetes, call a U.S.-based Byram Healthcare specialist now and see if you qualify.
800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com. Versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Once again, some Republicans show they are no more loyal to the better principles for America than leftist Democrats. Hello, I'm Ron Edwards. On today's page from the Edwards Notebook, brought to you by Constitutional Grounds Coffee, a mind-boggling total of 32 House and Senate Republicans helped push Biden's mostly wasteful $1.2 trillion so-called infrastructure package over the finish line. Most of those unwise Republicans were easily won over to Biden's camp via big money handouts from none other than the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, proving yet again what the great Will Rogers said many years ago, that there isn't a dime's worth of difference between the Republicans and Democrats. There are individual exceptions to that rule, like Marjorie Taylor Greene and a few others. But if the right circumstances come to the fore, you can be sure the prevailing stench of Washington's swamp culture will sweep away far too many Republicans who actually know better. We the people must also vote better.
What they do, they smile.
All righty. There he is, Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. And you hear him on my program on Tuesdays and Thursdays. And you hear the Edwards Notebook Tuesdays, Thursdays, and then again on Saturday. Now, hold on a second. I got to do something here. Oh, boy. I have my Turvis tumbler full of iced coffee. Now, the iced coffee, it's from Constitutional Grounds. And I'll tell you what, this is a delicious hot air roasted coffee that's smoother, richer, healthier, and much less acidic than most other brands I know, because my stomach would tell me real quick. And Constitutional Grounds has a delicious taste that many are raving about. I had just had the regular dark roast coffee, and I threw it in here with some ice cubes, a little cream, a little sugar, and I have my iced coffee that I make. So, because you want the best, Constitutional Grounds is the coffee you want in your cup, and all you got to do is go to the Constitutional Grounds coffee display at theronedwards.com website. That's theronedwards.com, his website, to make your purchase. And don't forget to use the promo code RE20. That'll save you 20% on your discount. And remember, Constitutional Grounds is the coffee you want in your cup. What are you sipping on here, Kyle?
Well, that's right. I think I'm going to get me some of that. It's the RE20 is the promo code for 20% off.
Yep, not a bad deal. Not a bad deal at all. Okay, well, back to the grind here. Nancy Pelosi's archbishop says that Joe Biden is guided more by Democrats than his Catholic faith. Gosh, that sounds like Nancy.
It sounds like Nancy. It sounds like a lot of politicians. It seems, Captain, that in some days gone by, it was okay for your faith, seriously held faith, to inform a lot of the decisions that you made, or even the decisions that you made as someone in government. But of course, that's all kind of gone by the by with the idea now that, well, you say this about, you know, your whatever the faith is or whatever, but you do something else entirely and say, well, this is all separation. But what that only does, Captain, is it keeps people from being able to be informed by their faith, the Catholic faith, for example. And so we're actually diminished as a result of it. But they want to go out and say, I'm a good this, I'm a good that, but at the same time doing things that might be abhorrent to what the church teaches.
Yeah, exactly. By the way, even the liberal media is now sharpening its knives over the failed climate summit. Could you tell me what they accomplished?
Well, they flew there in a bunch of private jets, for one thing. They made some speeches, but even CBS, I think it talked about it was a failed meeting, it produced hollow agreements and little progress, basically. It hasn't achieved its major objectives. So it goes on from there. And then you have John Kerry. I thought this was quite interesting. And when he was answering questions in a press conference, basically, asked about the use of forced labor to build solar panels in China. And you know how he responded to that, Captain? He said, well, this is a quote, we certainly know what they are and we've articulated to them, but that's not my lane here. My job is to be the climate guy. Really? Mm-hmm. I mean, can you imagine any other state of affairs where you just overlook something like that and just say, well, we're trying to get a climate agreement? That's not the overriding factor here. The overriding factor should and always should be human rights.
Did you hear what the president of Belarus did yesterday?
Yes, he is threatening to shut down the energy pipeline, basically the gas supply,
yep,
to the European Union,
yep,
over this border dispute.
Yep. And Russia, in the meantime, to reinforce its position, sent in some heavy bombers to show support.
That's right, because the president, Alexander Lukashenko, if I'm pronouncing that correctly, he's backed by the Russians, basically. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And Mark Levin said something which is kind of interesting. I guess he just woke up. He said the corporate media is fueling the riots, divisiveness, and hate in America. Well, of course they are.
Well, it's certainly working in tandem with the
what did he just wake? Did he just wake up to that effect, and he's now just suddenly saying it?
I don't know for sure, only because I know that Mark Levin has been pretty on top of things. But yes, they certainly are doing what he's saying that they're doing. But I think they are working in tandem with the politicians, the far left politicians,
mm-hmm.
who just really believe that by stoking these fires of race hatred, class envy. You can't be friends with somebody who voted for Trump,
mm-hmm.
or you can't be friends with someone who doesn't want to get mm-hmm. vaccinated, if this is all they're doing.
Now, the Loudoun County School District parents, the school parents, said to the school board, they now have enough signatures to have a judge oust every one of the people on the school board. And they said right to their face in the meeting, the last meeting they went to, see you in court.
Well, you know, when you poke the bear, you know, the bear might get up and really start getting pretty angry. And this is exactly what the Loudoun County School Board has done
mm-hmm.
to the parents in this case.
Yeah. And then finally, before we go to our caller, for the second time in a week, Elon Musk has sold more of his Tesla shares. This time, $687 million he got rid of.
Yeah, that's what we're hearing, because before, wasn't it like $1 billion or something like that? So he's really...
Yeah. By the way, one of the pilots, one of the people, the astronauts that flew along with William Shatner, died in a small plane crash, single-engine plane crash yesterday.
Yes, this is a very, very sad thing, for sure. This mm-hmm. was, this is just really something in the terrible tragedy.
Okay, well, get ready, because we're going to have some fun here. All right, 60 seconds with Todd in Tampa. Go.
Let's get down to business, ladies and gentlemen. You don't need to listen to anybody else, okay? I wrap it up in 60 seconds, okay? Make more sense than all these clowns on TV and radio and all the rest of them, okay? Joe Biden's a disaster. That $1.75 trillion that you guys just said, it's not bipartisan. Y'all are Democrats anyway. Where's Mitch McConnell standing up there saying Donald Trump won in a landslide? Where's Mitch McConnell saying that all these illegals coming across the border is a disgrace and to America, and it's not healthy, it's not safe? Where's Lindsey Graham? Where's anybody? They're all on the same team. Do you understand that? You understand that? They say what they need to say, and then they sell us out. Trump was the only guy that didn't sell us out. Trump's the only guy that kept his word. Trump's the only guy, whether you're white, black, Hispanic, he didn't have our gas prices like that. Trump wouldn't be begging nobody. America don't beg nobody, okay? But this is what happens when you got a sellout, treasonous loser like Joe Biden who bows to China. Hey, Xi Jinping, get the freak out of here and take your corrupt wokeness out of here, okay? Yeah, these people shook down the corporations, and that's what they're doing. Yeah, we know that, but you got to stand up and fight, okay? These people suck. Okay? The blacks, but Donald Trump said, what do you got to lose? What do you got to lose? The guy sucks. If he was a football coach, you all be standing up there saying, get rid of this bum. He's a bum. Get rid of him. Well, that's what Joe Biden is. And don't you give him a dollar. I want Trump to go through this $1.75 trillion, and if there's anything in there not for infrastructure,
say good night, Todd.
You personally. Let's get to work, Matt.
All righty, there goes the music, and it cut him right off. And Kyle, you hang on. Folks, we'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch as we take a look at the weather, second look at the weather, and we'll let you know what's going on around the country. Again, we've got some pretty dense fog in some areas around the country, especially down here by me. And now the fog has spread even further across I-10, up and down I-75, down here just north of me, and on I-4 a little further over. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hi, this is Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
I saw her today at the reception. A glass of wine in her hand. I knew she was gonna meet her connection. At her feet was a fortune's man. You can't always get what you want. You can't always get what you want.
Well, now, that's the Rolling Stones and a little You Can't Always Get What You Want. Remember that one, Kyle?
I sure do. And a little bit of trivia here. I think in the first hour, you know, you played Honky Tonk Woman.
I did.
1969. I think that's the B-side of that.
I believe you're right.
Oh, yeah, that's amazing.
Mm-hmm. I believe you're right. All righty. Well, take it away. Tell me what's going on out west.
All right, folks. We're looking at a freeze warning tonight. This is going to be in southeastern New Mexico, going along highways 285, 180, 82 as well. This is going to be near Carlsbad and Artesia, so be aware of that, because when you go into that freeze warning, you definitely want to make sure that you got your fuel right, so be careful of that. Up in southeastern Wyoming in Laramie, Cheyenne, we've got high wind warnings, and this is going to stretch all the way up towards Wheatland, to Wheatland, I should say, and just almost about as far as Douglas, but not over to Casper, it looks like, according to the map there. High wind warnings, and also we've got some rain in the near Great Falls and Helena, and also up near Glasgow, Montana, where we also have a high wind watch tonight. Seattle's looking at a flood watch, and they've got rain in the forecast for Saturday and Sunday. Portland looks like it doesn't have any rain for Saturday in the forecast, but Sunday it does, and so you want to be aware of that because we're going to have some more storms come through here in the next few days. Now, the dense fog advisory still remains. This is in California, Central Valley, heading from about Chico. This is going to be south of Redding, all the way through Sacramento, which is reading heavy fog right now, through parts of the Bay Area, San Francisco, and on down California 99 through Fresno, all the way to Bakersfield, Captain. So anybody traveling those areas, watch out, because you got to be careful in the fog.
Well, as this system moves to the east from the west, it's going to be a combination of rain, freezing rain, sleet, and snow, depending on what the temperature is and how high you up, you're up elevation, especially in the upper Midwest. Also, I need to tell you that we talked about Florida last hour. I got to increase that to the whole south right now because we have a major dense fog advisory right now for my area, Tampa Bay, east of Tampa, all the way over to Daytona on I-4. That's number one. Number two, I-75 all the way to the Georgia line up to Valdosta. Number three, from Jacksonville all the way across to Lake City, Florida, and that may expand further during the course of the night, dense fog advisory. And then, of course, inland, Leesburg, Eustis, Tavares, dense fog up and down U.S. 441 going up to Gainesville. And from down below, let's see here, down below Stewart, all the way up to Daytona, you're going to be in on I-95, some real heavy fog. Now, we do have a frost advisory and watch is at the moment, a frost watch all across the panhandle of Florida. But when you move up into Georgia, most of Georgia is under a frost warning. And there's a freeze warning now in the southern part of Alabama, just north of Mobile, as well as the southeastern corner of Mississippi. And elsewhere, you've got frost warnings and or frost watches that are there. You have a freeze warning for up there where Eric is in East Tennessee, going up I-81 and across I-40 right now. So you're going to have some really cold temperatures up in Tennessee. Also, a freeze warning over in Oklahoma, the northwestern corner of Arkansas, the southwestern corner of Arkansas coming out of Texas. So Texarkana is going to be really cold on your tootsies over there. And then we have this gale warning that's from Cape May, New Jersey, all the way up to Nova Scotia tonight, encompassing the whole eastern seaboard, 40-mile-an-hour wind gusts all the way up through there along the coastline, which will cause coastal flooding as well as some damage, I'm sure, beach erosion and whatnot. Then we do have some fog along the Jersey coast and down through Delaware, down towards D.C., down through Maryland. There is fog in that area. And, of course, we'll wrap it up with going way up into the upper peninsula of Michigan where we've got some very unsettled weather, gale conditions on the lake up there, way up in the upper peninsula. So be advised of that. And, Kyle, why don't you tell us how to hear a show?
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
Talk to you on Monday.
Sounds good, Captain.
All right, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics out there in California, eh? And we're getting ready to get started here with Denise Simon, so I'm going to bring her in here. Let's see here. Good morning, Denise Simon.
Good morning.
All right, well, we are going to talk about Jake Sullivan after the top of the hour, but right now I want to start with this court, the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals, that's put the kibosh to Biden's vaccination mandate.
Well, there was a temporary stay that was ruled last week, and so the appeals court has confirmed and made that stay enduring. So this White House cannot have a forced mandate on vaccines.
And did you hear what they said right after that? We're advising all businesses to get their employees vaccinated anyway, regardless of the court decision. Did you hear that?
I did.
Yeah. Is that not contempt of court?
You're talking about the White House.
Yeah, is that everybody?
Yeah. That's where I was going.
Mm-hmm.
So the Biden White House is essentially ignoring the court.
Mm-hmm.
Interestingly enough, this is not the first time, because mm-hmm. remember, it was the Supreme Court that said that the Biden administration had to go back to the Remain in Mexico policy.
Right.
And they ignored that.
Mm-hmm.
So when Ted Cruz comes out and says we have a lawless administration, we have reason to believe that that's accurate.
Yeah. What I'd have to ask, and I'm going to ask an attorney, I'm going to have an attorney on next week to talk about this, but there's got to be recourse somehow to put the stop to this and teach these people a lesson once and for all.
Well,
look at Steve Bannon. We know he's going to wind up in jail again for a few hours anyway.
You know, he's going to turn himself in. So mm-hmm. they're going to go, and they're probably not going to do anything. This is the first time in 50 years, I think,
mm-hmm.
that the Congress has, in fact, used this to go to court for contempt of court.
All right,
remember,
hold that thought. Hold that thought. You're going to get cut off. You're going to get cut off. You just got cut off right there. All right, I'll be right back, folks, with more after the top of the hour news with Denise Simon from FoundersGo.com. We're going to talk about this. And like I say, next week I've got an attorney coming on to talk about the legal aspect.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.